Congressman Roy, TX21, joined by several of his House colleagues, introduced legislation to prohibit U.S. funding for the World Health Organization. The No Taxpayer Funding for the World Health Organization Act would prohibit the United States from providing assessed or voluntary to the WHO. Congressman Roy had the following to say about this legislation. Funneling millions of taxpayer dollars to the corrupt World Health Organization that serves the Chinese Communist Party is a slap in the face to hardworking American families struggling under record-high inflation, and to all those whose lives and livelihoods were ruined and destroyed by the COVID pandemic. The WHO not only regularly promotes abortion and radical gender ideology but also praised China for their leadership at the beginning of COVID-19 and has done nothing to hold the CCP accountable for the spread of COVID-19. It is far past time for Congress to use its power of the purse to cut off U.S. funding to this corrupt international body just like the Trump administration did. Congressman Roy is proud to be joined by Rep. McClintock, CA05, Jeff Duncan, SC03, Mary Miller, IL15, Andrew Clyde, GA09, Harshbarger, TN01, Matt Rosendale, Mount 02, Marjorie Taylor Greene, GA14, Paul Gosar, AZ09, Dan Bishop, NC08, John Molinar, MI02, Pat Fallon, TX04, Andy Biggs, AZ05, Wesley Hunt, TX38, Huggins, LA03, Greg Stube, FL17, in introducing this legislation. Full text of the legislation is available here.